This is Healing Justice, a podcast bridging conversations at the intersections of collective healing and social change. I'm your host, Kate Werning, and I'm here with a collaborator and cohort member from Liberation School, Natalia Thompson. Each week, we share a conversation with a powerful leader and an accompanying audio practice to help resource you in your leadership and the well-being of you and your people. This week, we featured stories from Liberation School, which is a 9-month program nurturing and sustaining changemakers, activists, organizers from all over the U.S. and the Global South to move deeper into their own healing and leadership. If you listened to the conversation and the narratives from the many participants in the Liberation School cohort that gathered at the Highlander Center in October of 2017, you heard us singing a song about medicine. This song was written by Luaya of the Peace Poets with Deirdre Smith, and it became a really central piece of inspiration and grounding for our whole group. And when we talk about medicine in this song, we're not talking about something that is medicalized or pharmaceutical, but a deeper sense of healing and nurturing the supports, the ingredients that we need to support us towards wholeness. Check out the song.
Do you hear?
Yes, I hear.
Do you hear?
Yes, I hear.
Your heart.
Our practice today invites you to sit with this song, to feel the song, to hear the lyrics, and then to take out a piece of paper or your journal. And we wanted you to respond to two questions. So the first question is, what medicine do you bring? And the second question is, what medicine are you seeking? And it's really up to you how you want to interpret these questions. So you might reflect on them in the context of your change-making work, or in your life more broadly?
Yeah, and one of the reasons why we feel like these questions are so simple yet so powerful is that it shifts us into appreciating the generative abundance that already exists within ourselves and our communities. When we ask each other, what medicine do you bring? It helps us really appreciate and realize that we already have much of what we need within our community, within one another. And when we ask one another, what medicine are you seeking, it helps us remember the ways that we can support each other in our journeys and shifts the conversation from one of transaction, where often when we are doing change-making work together, there's so much that needs to be done. We can get entrenched into our roles and the to-do lists and the tasks and the objectives. And it shifts us out of that transaction mode for a moment, which is very important to get things done sometimes, but into a more transformational moment together to remember what we're bringing all around the communal table and what we're also collectively seeking as we move throughout this work.
Mm-hmm. So after you reflect on these questions in your own work, in your own life, We also wanted to encourage you to ask these questions to a collaborator, maybe to a close friend, a partner, a complice, or an accomplice, in any activist or healing space that you're part of or within any community that's important to you. And we also want to build community online with you. So we want to hear from you around these questions. And we want to encourage you to connect with us on Facebook, which is Healing Justice Podcast, or on Instagram. We're at Healing Justice, and we'll be creating a thread where we invite you to share what you've reflected upon around these questions of medicine. And we're really excited to build community around these ideas of what medicine each of us brings and what medicine we're seeking.
So you just heard a simple practice of asking ourselves and the people that we collaborate with two questions. You can download the corresponding conversation about Liberation School to hear more stories and some of the answers to those two questions from changemakers from around the country and the Global South. You can access the notes from this practice and that conversation and also learn about upcoming episodes at healingjustice.org. And remember, we are a new podcast, so it makes a huge difference for our sustainability if you can go to iTunes and subscribe, rate, and leave a positive review to help us continue. This podcast is generously mixed and produced by Zach Meyer at The Coal Room, and the intro and closing music was gifted by Danny O'Brien. Thank you for your commitment to building movements that liberate all of us. Hear you next week.